escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I got a spoiler alert for this next segment on the Hawk and Tom Show.
All right.
This survey is going to make you weep for humanity. Now, they have a new survey. Ask people. If you had to spend an entire day away from your family, your pets,
yes,
your friends, or your phone, which one would you miss the most? Now, before you answer that question, okay, really think about your answer first, because I was surprised at the results.
I think I know what the answer is going to be.
Well, you know, because I probably ruined it by saying spoiler alert.
Well, and, see how that does anything.
Well, because I said we're going to weep for humanity, so we all know.
Phone.
Yeah, the number one answer, mm-hmm, by a large margin was the person's phone. They would miss that more than their pets, friends, and family.
Man. Because a phone, every touch of the button is something new. Your family's the same old family. You might, we had family reunions once, and my dad goes, "Why do I want to go and see the same old people every time?" I said, "Because that's what a family reunion is, Dad."
But imagine if you did that, like, every day, you checked, you know, on your friends or family like you do your phone. Because they say you look at your phone 155 times a day.
That's,
like,
slow.
You happen to be in the kitchen. It's like, I guess I need to go check on little Timmy right now. So you go stick your head in and look and see, make sure Timmy's all right.
You kind of do with social media. Every time you get on, you're like, oh, good. They're still doing okay. Well, moving on.
Your friends, yeah. But if your family's right there in your house.
See, that's true, too. You get to see all your friends and family on social media. So why do you feel like you need to look at them face-to-face?
In person.
I'll be doom-scrolling. I'll be like, oh, look, my wife posted a picture of the kids. I'm like, yeah.
As she's sitting next to you, and you're like, oh, the kids are good.
She's
also sitting next to you.
She's down in the downstairs.
Okay.
I'm upstairs.
So phone was number one by a large margin of what people would miss.
The reason is because your phone solves one of the most feared things humanity faces, boredom.
Okay.
It keeps you from being bored. It saves doctors from getting yelled at all the time. So when you go to a doctor's office and you get delayed in there and you're waiting forever, it's not as bad because you're on your phone.
Number two on the list of who they would miss most between their phone, their family, their dog, and their friend. Dog was next on the list. They would miss their dog more than their family.
Man.
If they were away from their pet for more than the day.
Your dog is awfully friendly.
Your dog never chews you out either.
Yeah.
You do something wrong, your dog's like, it's okay, bud.
And well, quite frankly, and my kids always say, it's like, you know, he's always happy. He's wagging his tail, he's happy.
Yeah.
And a lot of your friends and family members are not happy when they see you, I guess. But next on the list, obviously, was family. I'm hoping that would be number one. And then the last one was your friends. So
you see enough of them on social media.
Probably so, but just kind of surprising in some ways.
Really? Because I didn't find hardly any of that surprising.
No, I almost would move friends up above family.
As somebody.
Yeah, because you see your family all the time. At least with your friends, there might be something new.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, most of this leads towards solving boredom, other than maybe the pet, which is just a good emotional feeling.
I think it's good, though, to have boredom. I think it's good to work through that. I think it's good for your kids to say, I'm bored. They need to work through that because later in life, they're going to be bored. And if they, you know, if moms and dads are trying to figure out how to help them not be bored, that's a problem.
Give them an iPad.
Well, no, you don't want to do that. I mean, do something else. I mean, use your brain to do something.
Yeah. No one solved the boredom thing for me. I can't be bored. It drives me insane. Like, every weekend, I'm just going to sit on the couch. I'm not going to do anything. By noon, I'm up shopping.
Because you're bored?
Yes. Really? Yeah. I can't sit.
Does shopping count?
I mean, it's cardio. Walking up and down those aisles.
You're not on the phone shopping.
I mean, that's still cardio. My thumb. Okay. Well, my right thumb gets a lot of workout.
If your Fitbit's moving while you're on your cell phone, then that counts as exercise.
It's aggressive scrolling. You got to really flick it.
I didn't teach you how to be bored.
You want to go shopping?
No, I do not.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a new dating term out there. It's called Shrekking, like the movie Shrek.
Uh-oh.
And it involves dating someone who is uglier than you. Oh. And there's a reason for it. The theory is if you date someone who's uglier than you are, they'll be grateful and they'll treat you better.
Oh.
But they're starting to find out that's not always true. Yeah. Sometimes the ogre really is an ogre.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's okay, because you think that your looks has nothing to do with your personality. And
that's not true
attitude.
At all. Not true.
I have a friend who is beautiful and dated a guy who was not as great looking. And it was almost like it gave him the confidence to have the audacity.
To be a jerk.
Yeah. Okay. Like, it was like, well, I scored her, so maybe I could get better.
So then he basically did her wrong?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, well, I know from being an ugly person that your looks can affect how you turn out. Because, like, if you get bullied and you don't ever get the... You're like, your friends go out and they always get the pretty girls and you get the homely one. It can beat down your personality, too.
Go ahead and lay down on the couch over there, Shrek.
I'm fine. They say that this is causing a lot of people who get Shreked and then the person, you know, turns on them and turns out not to be that good looking at all, to start feeling like, well, all ugly people are bad, and then they go back to dating only good-looking people.
Well, I told y'all I dated a guy whose nickname was Shrek.
Ah.
Yeah.
But he was really sweet. I didn't think so. I thought he was handsome.
He didn't have, like, the wool vest on and everything?
Well, in the winter.
Did he get that name after he started dating you?
I don't know what you're implying.
It's pretty wild. It's almost like going to a restaurant and you normally order one thing, but you try something else just to see, and then it's not good. It's like you're like, I'm not going to go for the conventionally attractive. I'm going to go ahead and try this person that's not conventionally attractive. And then it turns out you're like, I should have just stuck with what I normally get.
But find out, like, think about being the person who finds out that's why the good-looking person was dating you.
Right.
Because they thought you were ugly and you might have felt like, that would crush me.
Yeah, it would.
Just lie to me.
Don't you think a lot of ugly people know they're ugly?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think that many people are really ugly. I think people are
there
decent
are. There's
looking.
A lot of ugly people. I mean, there's it's like pretty much half.
No. Well, no.
That are below average.
No.
I mean, who's judging? Who's rating them?
I don't know, but people that think they can sing go on American Idol. Okay. So you got to think that there's people out there that think they're hot.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Maybe we need a show like that on TV.
So you're thinking maybe the mom and dad, you know, the girl or the, she's like, I want to, you know, go and try to become this model. Or I'm going to go to the fair and I'm going to go, what's the fair contest they have? The fair queen or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
A little Miss Competition or stuff. It's like, no, honey, why don't you just try a tractor pull? You'll be better at that.
That's terrible.
Try the cow patty toss.
Not the little princess, the fair princess. Yeah.
Well, there's always room for subjectiveness and beauty. And sometimes people get to be models that I don't understand at all. But, I mean, generally speaking, people kind of have an idea of what's pretty and what's not.
But what you think is ugly, others may think is pretty.
True.
Well, I just said that. I said there's a subjective.
Yeah.
Because you use that big word.
Yeah. You are a little critical.
I am. Yeah. I admit it. Yeah. I judge people.
Well, no. You judge looks a lot.
Partially.
I'm not alone in this.
Well,
that's
no, you're
what
not.
The whole world does.
Because I watch you two look at the TV going, look at that hot girl right there. Wow.
Well, that's your news people.
Looks like they don't count.
No, it's okay.
It's like, you know, you're like, oh, look at that. That's a nice red, dress that she has on.
That's not what he's talking about.
No.
It's like when we go, oh, she's hot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's a compliment. No one's going to be like, ew, don't compliment me.
I mean,
well, but, if you, but okay. When you do the like, whoo, she looks haggard. Or yeah. She
Tom would do the right the opposite. He's like, man, she needs some help.
She got old.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Only difference in me and you is I say it and you think it.
I don't think
oh,
it.
Oh, please. If you're judging if she's hot, then you're now, judging if she's not.
I will say that those videos online sometimes where you got the very attractive girl, she's blonde, and she takes out her teeth, and yes. Then her chin touches the, you know, the her nose.
Yes.
And, you know, she takes all of her makeup off, and you're like, oh, my goodness. Have you not seen those?
Yes. Nope.
Wait. It blows you away.
She, if that's the one I'm thinking, she lost her teeth after pregnancy. She had some sort of like disorder or something where her teeth fell out.
There's two or three of them on there, so not all of them lost it with pregnancy. I think there's several of them out there, and they don't care. They'll just take the teeth out and just grin.
Could you imagine meeting her in a bar and then you marry her and you go home and she gets undressed for bed at night?
Oh,
you
know? My. Yeah. Thrillers in the air.
What's the annulment? 2 weeks for an annulment?
I was just thinking she drops her teeth in and it's like, ping. Hey, buddy.
So it's called Shrekking, huh?
That's
dating
correct.
Down. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine the Shrekking dating site.
Tired of chasing Prince Charming and getting ghosted by frogs? Well, now there's Shrekmate.com.
People take one look at me and go, ah, help, run!
The dating site where better out than in isn't just about gas.
You definitely need some Tic Tacs or something because your breath stinks.
It's about love.
Now we're getting somewhere.
At Shrekmate, we peel back the layers.
Take a look at me. What am I?
Shrekmate, because handsome princes are overrated.
Nobody else, understand?
Warning, Shrekking may ruin your love life. Side effects include swamp breath, onion breath, and unsolicited donkey karaoke.
Then you got to try a little heaven.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, back to school. Pretty much all the routine is here, and you gotten homework the past few weeks. I don't like homework. A lot of parents don't. And they ask people, the adults, to reveal their subject that they hate the most. All right? So math is obviously the number one thing that the parents hate the most. Now, Tom, you were skilled with that. You know how to do math more so than us, like fractions, stuff like that.
Right.
I just laugh when my son's like, can you help me?
My kids are past that age for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do it themselves. They're almost out of high school, so... But I know what it was like when they were little. That was a lot tougher to have to help them with it.
Well, you figure, too. You're like, okay, I can do, like, third grade math or fifth grade math.
I don't know. Did you ever watch that Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I ain't.
I wasn't.
42% of people say they feel intimidated by their child when they ask them for help with science or math homework. Those are the two toughies for the parents out there. Now, history, you can kind of look that up.
Right.
Pretty easy. 40% of those feel intimidated say that they'd rather scrape chewing gum off all the desk underneath the kids' classroom's desk.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I'd rather scrape all the chewing gum underneath the desk, and I'll chew it, too, if I don't have to go home. It's just brutal sometimes, too, because your kid sits there and is like, I don't know how to do it. I want, like, you know, just get it done.
Well, and I feel like math has gotten harder.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't great at it to begin with, but the stuff they're doing younger and younger, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to help my kid when he gets to elementary school.
Yeah. 66% said they simply stalled for time when they can't immediately answer the child's math or science homework questions.
I mean, you can Google most of that stuff.
Yeah, they can't. They're not allowed to Google it, but you can.
Well, you have to do it out of the room. My kid would be like, no, Dad, we're not allowed to use that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, you're not allowed to use that.
And 55% of the parents do look up the answer to math or science homework questions without telling their child. So I guess they're trying to fake it. Like, I'd just rather just be honest and say, I don't know. You know, after this grade, you're on your own.
See, but you don't admit that you don't know.
Yeah.
You just say, that's something you need to learn on your own. I had to learn it, and now you get the chance to learn it. Yeah. I'm going to go in the other room now.
Because if you tell them that you don't know, they're going to be like, why do I have to know then?
Exactly. And you really don't.
Right, but they have to.
Fractions, you really. I mean, how many times do you use fractions?
A lot.
A half a cup. You know, that's easy.
Usually when I shop, half off.
That was easy.
All right. How many of us have helped a child with homework? more women do it than men, believe it or not. So most of the parents do it. It's the women that will do the homework than the fellas.
We're both failing if I'm helping.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. And you know what? You help with a project and you get like, you know, a B and you're like, man, I thought we did better on that project.
You call the teacher, you're like, he studied so hard.
Yeah.
Now, I can remember doing science projects when my kids are little.
Yeah.
I got, you know, pictures of us with, like, the volcano blowing up and all that stuff.
But
we weren't even doing
a
volcano.
So he asked the kids and everybody which subjects they think are the most useful to study in school. Math, again, number one answer by a large margin, by the way.
I mean, you use it a lot.
Yeah, second on the list was English.
Well, again, you use it a lot.
Yeah, but you don't have to be good at it.
Shouldn't English be first? I mean, everybody should know English.
Yes. Language was, like, I guess, in that category as well. Science was next on the list. And I think science does come in handy because that's what you deal with every day in, to some capacity.
I've learned they just make it up. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. You just make up stuff when you're a scientist.
After that, we have history is important, and then health. I'm like, I think health should be up there at the top, too. You want to make sure that, you know, you stay healthy throughout your life. That's just as important as math, ain't it?
Well, when the coach is teaching you, you feel like it's not an important subject.
Exactly.
He taught me health and then went to driver's ed because I didn't play sports.
And then they would go and play dodgeball.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
Dodgeball. I bet they don't play that these days.
I don't know. I can't remember if my kids, I think they did.
Really? Because I just seemed like that would be something that somebody would be offended.
No, or get hit.
Get hit.
But yeah, my kids, they play dodgeball. And then art and music was last on the list after that, so. Art, hey, that was a strong subject for me. And you know what? I found out that as I continue on through life, doodling comes in handy when you're bored in that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be much better at art than I should be. But yeah, English number two and then math number one. So I think speaking is very important, and that's why we need Hooked on Phonics.
What's going on, guys?
This isn't easy to say.
Your mother and I think you're hooked on phonics.
It's preposterous.
I found this under your pillow.
I just read that for the pictures.
There are no pictures in a dictionary.
That's your opinion.
Just admit it, you're hooked on phonics.
Okay, you got me. I'm hooked on phonics. Dad, don't you think Mom's being a little melodramatic?
Don't talk to your mother that way, I think.
Do you know what that means?
That's not the point. The point is, when you're hooked on phonics, yes, you can read and spell better than most kids your age, but if you're too smart, you make people uncomfortable.
Nietzsche said that sometimes people don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed.
Give me that.
Nietzsche. It's Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
I always thought Nietzsche was a pasta.
It is. Nietzsche Carbonara.
Nietzsche's a German philosopher. Everybody knows that.
There has got to be some middle ground here.
That's called a compromise. And compromise leads to resentment.
So does using words that your parents don't understand.
Okay, how about this? You get to keep your Hooked on Phonics, but you can only use words that Dad and I can understand.
This is stupendous.
Go put a dollar in the swear jar.
Highly effective. Incredibly fun. Try your first month for just $1.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, have you had your coffee yet?
Mm.
Because we've known this forever, but now they've actually done research to prove it. But that coffee does make a difference in your mood. Even on Monday, they have a study in Europe that shows that coffee improves your mood. And in the study, regular caffeine consumers immediately reported feeling happier and more enthusiastic after a cup of coffee or some other caffeine.
And I know you don't like the taste of coffee, but you have your caffeine pills that you take sometimes.
Well, you don't know me as well as you think, because I actually started drinking coffee over the weekend.
Tori knows.
I wrote to Tori about it because I actually had 3 cups of coffee over the weekend, which may not sound like a big deal to anyone, but I always drink soft drinks for caffeine. I don't drink coffee.
I've never. I mean, I've known him for years. I've never seen you drink coffee. Ever. So I thought your caffeine pills might have like flavors, like is that vanilla flavored caffeine pill or is that hazelnut in it?
So now my wife, she is a huge coffee drinker. Yeah. So I picked up a cup of her coffee the other day and took a sip of it. And I'm like, that's actually not bad. So I thought, you know, it's supposed to have so many healthy benefits for you. And I'm just going to go ahead and try it and see if I like it. So I did not start today because I got to get the creamer that I like. She has some kind of dairy creamer you pour in and it adds, makes it sweet and taste good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I got to get that because I don't think I would like the coffee without that.
Was it warm or hot coffee or cold?
It was hot coffee.
Hot. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
So I don't know whether or not this will be a major change in me or not, but maybe it will make me, happier and more enthusiastic.
Well, what's really concerning is sometimes you're like, come on, coffee, do your job. Yep. And you drink a lot and you're like, huh, still regular old bitter me.
Yeah, I don't believe this survey or whatever study because it hardly gives me any.
You do it every day, though.
I drink it every day hoping that it'll give me that little kick I need. Instead, it does not.
And that's the thing. I think it just, after a while, it just makes you feel human. It doesn't make you perky or happy or anything else. It just gets you through the day.
Well, they said the joy that other people get typically lasts for 2.5 hours.
I mean, imagine you without the coffee, though. I think it's a lot of times you get used to it. Like, you know, they say beer drinkers, they have to have, you know, one and then they have to have two to get the same. You know, so maybe you need to have like 5 or 6 cups of coffee and that'll get you perky.
A 12-pack.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Now, what's weird, they say the boost was more obvious in the morning than later in the day. And that the big thing that was odd about it was that only people in the study were habitual caffeine users. So that's the people like you, Kata. You think that they would be the ones who are used to it, but it actually did boost them up.
Well, I mean, I just have it in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Now, like my mom, I have a friend. She literally drinks coffee all day. At night, she'll be grabbing her a cup of coffee.
I think it's also the way it's made because you can make, you know, the Keurig cup at home that's half hot. You know, a lot of it's just watery. And then, or you can go to one of the cafes and have the coffee there where the caffeine's a lot more potent.
Oh.
Kind of like breweries. Like you go get like a regular beer. You know, at a convenience store, if you get one at a brewery, they say that it's a lot more potent.
Now, that's totally different. A craft beer and a store-bought beer, they're made different. Coffees should be the same, but if I pull into the Circle K on my way to work and get coffee there, I feel like that jacks me
that
up
gives
more
you
than
kick.
A cup. You're right.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
It's stronger, I think.
Well, they say 4 cups is the maximum you should have in a day. That's 300 milligrams of caffeine.
How many ounces?
Boy, I guess if they're doing, 6 ounce cups, 4 ounce cups? I don't know, 24 ounces to 32 ounces.
What was the milligram?
300 milligrams.
I think that's roughly 2 cups, like 16 ounces.
Two
I remember from when
cups.
I was pregnant.
So that'd be 4 8 ounce cups.
What? Hold on, that's too much math for me. I need more coffee.
No kidding.
I have no idea.
That was pretty basic math.
32 ounces.
So 24 to 32, depending on what size of cup coffee
is. I put 14 ounces of water with my K-cup.
Okay, so
twice.
You get a big one. That should be about the same.
Okay.
That's like 4 regular cups.
Now, on the weekends, if I'm home, I only drink coffee in the mornings, but I'll do like a whole pot of coffee, and then I'll plug in the Keurig and start making. I drink a lot more on
the weekends. They say another way to wake up is do that ice water thing, like you let your cold water shower, and then also like the cold water face, you put ice
in
like a
that.
Bowl.
I'm not doing all that in the morning.
I'm not doing that.
No. Okay. Well,
when you can drink a cup of coffee, it's a lot easier. Clearly, we have not had enough coffee this morning.
I don't want to wake up that fast. Slowly.
Just a slow nudge.
Yeah.
Gentle nudge out of bed. All right. Well, drink up.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
So, if you are fighting with your, you know, significant other, the amount of fighting and arguing that you do in that relationship isn't likely to change much over years of being in the relationship.
That's good news for me.
Okay. So because you don't fight as much?
We don't fight that much.
Yeah. There was little change in any of the couples, and they followed them for years. And they said the level of conflict over the 20 years of the study, they appear to have the same amount of disagreements in their relationship, unless they did get some counseling. Now, that did help a little bit. So if you are married to some person and you're in that relationship and you think, well, they're going to change, we won't argue as much, most likely you will.
You know, there's a little comic that I get a kick out of, and it shows a man and a woman at the altar getting married, and they have thought bubbles above their head. And the man is thinking, oh, my gosh, she's going to stay the same forever. Yeah. And the woman is thinking, I'm sure going to change him. And I think that's how marriage happens for a lot of people, is that the women go in thinking they can tune that man up, like he's a fixer-upper.
Uh-huh.
And the men go in and thinking nothing's going to change. It's just going to stay like it is right now.
So I have the things that you say during a fight. These are things that are good to say during the fight. We were kind of talking about this the other day, how guys don't listen. And apparently we need to listen, because one of the things is, this is important to me, please listen. Now, I saw a meme that and said that God gave us mouths that close and ears that don't. He must be trying to tell us something. What if your ears just closed as someone was talking to you? It's like, I don't want to hear that.
Like a dog's, yeah. All of a sudden turns away from you. What's behind me is more interesting.
Yeah. They say that's a good thing to say in an argument. This is important to me. Please listen. You don't have to solve this. It helps me just to talk to you. Now, that's the one we were kind of talking about the other day. And it's like going to a mechanic. It's like, you know, I've got a problem with my car. And you go to the mechanic and you just tell them the problem, but you don't want them to fix it. please try to understand my point of view. A lot of times, you know, you have to actually coach them in that area. One of the first things to fly out the window during an argument is empathy. So you want them to understand that point of view.
I was thinking chair.
That's Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. I see my part in this is something good to say, because ultimately, you know what? And that something else they mentioned was, this isn't just your problem, it's our problem. We're a team here. You know, if you're having some issues and I'm having some issues, we are a team.
Your mess is our problem, but yeah. You're going to be the one to clean it. Does that work? No,
not at all. But you can say, I see my part in this, and that gives them hope that maybe, you know what, we can resolve this together.
What if you don't see your part in it?
Well, yeah, because she could be nagging, but she doesn't see that part of it.
Well, when the blame goes one-sided, that is not good. It's like if you're just, you know, put your blame thrower up.
But because, what if it's one-sided?
Okay.
I got answers for that.
I'm telling you, what they said is good to talk about. We're getting off subject is another good one.
You should have said that to Cato just
yeah,
there.
Yes, so exactly. We're getting off subject, Cato. So that's a good, because a lot of times you will start the discussion and, you know, it'll be about dishes in the sink or something. Before you know it, you're fighting about, you know, you don't put enough gas in the car every time you fill it up. And so you're like, we're way off topic now. Stay on subject.
Just grasping at straws so you're not wrong. Well, what about 5 years ago when you did that? We're not talking about that.
There should be a history limit on arguments. You can't go back more than, it's like a statute of limitations, right? It's like, okay, you can't bring up something that's that old.
Well, the argument quickly becomes, they say, a large laundry list of complaints after complaint about stuff you don't do right. So try to stay on subject. And then you do that where you're like, what were we fighting about? I forgot what we were fighting
about. That's a good thing. A lot of times that ends the fight.
Well, they say that's a good thing to actually say if it's been going on for a while. What were we fighting about in the first place?
Trying to have an argument with a sleeping baby. We end up, we'll be like, I told you the other day that you were supposed to do that.
Well, you're arguing with the baby. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
No, arguing with each other when he's sleeping. And you do that like whisper fight and then you both start laughing.
That's what it's called. You do that at a restaurant too sometimes. It's like you're out in public and you're like,
I told you the other day you were supposed to do that. Yeah.
You're in school in front of all the teachers, a parent-teacher meeting.
And then the teacher turns around and you're like, hi. Becky, hello, it's so good to see you.
They say also let's take a break for a few minutes is always going. So you just walk away, come back refreshed so you can get some more ammo.
I love how easy they try to make it sound. Like it's just that simple. Let's just take a break for a minute, honey.
And then you're walking behind. I'm like, no, I'm not ready to take a break. You come back here. Don't you walk away from me.
Oh, she's like, why don't you just take like a week break? Okay, how about that? How about go to your buddy's house for a week?
Yeah. And then I love you, they say, is always something good to say during the fight. So, because you might, you know, agree to disagree, or you might disagree with them, but, you know, I still love you.
I love you, you big jerk. He never takes the trash out, but I love you.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.